Ever wonder why you were born? Real life starts now.
Welcome to Real Life with evangelists Ann and Kathleen Lay, where people with real problems find answers in a real God.
Welcome to Real Life. I'm your host, Kathleen Lay, and joining me is my husband, evangelist Ann Lay.
Later in the show, you'll hear from Dina Yoy, who had everything, but struggled with the question of why she was born and what her purpose really was.
I think that's a big question, especially growing up for me in my teenage life, just like, why am I here? What am I doing? Yeah. And what is my purpose? Many people go through that unless they're very busy and they already have their career set out. I don't know if they contemplate it.
I think everyone comes to a point in their life of really wondering about that. Like, is there really a purpose for my life? Do I have to make my purpose? Or is there really reason why I was born? And it's even worse when someone says exact opposite, which is, I wish I was never born. And I think that's also, that is something and a struggling thought that many people go through, is they don't see any value of their birth. They don't see any value of their presence. And, you know, I guess the real question is, what is it that brings value in our lives?
Well, I think it's important to know that anyone who is born has a purpose in their hand, crafted and selected by God. And before, I always felt like it was just, I was a mistake because of how I came into this world through an adulterous affair. I thought maybe, I don't know why I'm even here. I shouldn't have been born. But when I found out that there is a God and he doesn't make mistakes, and he creates everyone for a reason and for a purpose, that really brought value into my life and purpose. And you can look that up in Psalm 139, and it talks about how God crafted and formed every single person and that he doesn't make mistakes.
Well, you know, I think that's really good. But even me, I was born in a, you know, where a husband and wife were married. My mom and dad were married.
Right.
And I even wondered that question. Why was I born? Is there anything greater to my life? Is there like a purpose in it? And I love what it says in the Bible. It says in Jeremiah verses 1, verse 5, and this isn't specifically to anyone except Jeremiah, but this is an example of how God feels about people. And he says right here to Jeremiah, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I sanctified you, and I ordained you a prophet to the nations. When you look at that verse, it really shows that God really knows when he makes someone, even before he makes them. And then not only that, he sanctifies them and he calls them to something. He calls them to a position, a purpose. So we are here for a greater plan that God has.
And the way to find that out is to find out who God is and to ask him, Lord, what did you create me for and what is my purpose? And don't give up on life, because right around the corner is your freedom to know that answer. Stay tuned to hear from Dina after the break.
Real Life is made possible this week by Pearl Walk Restaurant and our Awakening Colorado monthly giving partners. For the best Chinese food in Colorado, check out Pearl Walk on 120th Avenue in Broomfield. Sample their famous sesame chicken, or bring a group to dine on one of their special gourmet meals. Make plans now to visit Pearl Walk Restaurant, located in the Broomfield Plaza Shopping Center just east of Sheridan on 120th. Or call them at 303-465-3755. That's 303-465-3755.
Hi everyone, this is Kathleen Lay, host of the Real Life Radio Show.
This is Evangelist Ann Lay, and we wanted to thank you for being a faithful listener to Real Life.
Yeah, and did you know that we have a prayer line just for you? If you need prayer, please feel free to give us a call at 877-480-4477. Also, we have monthly partners who receive a CD set of 6 of our shows every month. If you'd like to help us to reach more people through your generous donation, please feel free to give us a call, 877-480-4477. Welcome back to Real Life. I'm your host, Kathleen Lay, and joining me is my husband, Evangelist Ann Lay.
Hello, everyone.
Joining us is Dina Yoy, and she's going to share with us how all she wanted was happiness in life. And as she sought and sought for it, couldn't find it because there was something missing. She's going to share that. Dina, welcome to the show.
Yes. Hi, Kathleen. Hello, Ann. I'm so glad to be with you today.
Glad to have you with
us. Thank you for being with us. Now, I understand you grew up in a nice home, and it was a Christian home. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yes, I was the only child of two wonderful parents who gave me a delightful childhood. We went to church every Sunday. I was taught to believe in God and the Bible. My dad was the choir director. So I grew up learning all the stories of the Bible and believing that these things were true, but I didn't really understand at all about what a personal relationship was all about. For me, it was keeping rules, the Ten Commandments, being a good girl, and I was a very good, obedient girl. But suddenly, I found myself in my first year of college realizing that I had all of the things in my life that I thought I needed to be happy, but that something was missing, and it really troubled me because all I could think of was, well, then what is wrong with me and what is missing?
Yeah. I think there are a lot of people thinking that, and I know I struggled with that. Like, what is my purpose? Why am I here? There's something wrong with me. And as you felt that, how old were you when you started to feel that way and continued down that path?
I was actually 17. I didn't have any of those thoughts until then. So there I am, a young college student, and I just realized that I had all of the friends and dates, and I was going to college doing exactly what I wanted, music scholarship, playing the flute, and I had a nice car and clothes, all those things that I thought were necessary to have purpose and joy, but it was empty.
Wow.
And through this emptiness, did you talk to anybody about it, like your parents, or reach out to counselors, or was it just something that you were dealing with in your own soul?
It was just me. I was very private about it. But what I did was I began asking myself and talking to friends about these questions. I began asking, why was I born? What's my purpose in this world? And how can I know where am I going to go when I die? And I wasn't really sure what any of those answers were. So I began to talk to friends, and they shared with me what they thought. And a few of them gave me some different kinds of books to read. And during this time, I met a new group of friends on my college campus who, unknown to me, had found those answers through a relationship with Jesus Christ. I just knew there was something different about them. They were very winsome. I enjoyed being around them. And as our friendship developed, just very casually, they shared with me how they answered those same questions and the impact it had on their lives.
Oh, that's amazing.
You know, as you're talking about this, I just think about how many people consider this, they think about it, and they don't have the answers. But what's really neat is as you were searching, you found these people who were willing to show you these answers. And as you asked them, what started to happen?
Yes, well, it is amazing that they were so open and eager to talk about it. They began to share with me that they had found these answers through this personal relationship with Christ. They were talking about salvation and a personal relationship, and I was like, what? What is that? And so they began to show me where the Bible would talk about that we can be born again, that we're sinners, and that there's this a sin problem between us and God, and that's why we don't know why we're here, why we have this emptiness and sense of loss. And they showed me a little yellow booklet called The Four Spiritual Laws and just read through it with me and told me that they prayed this prayer at the end of that booklet, very simple prayer, inviting Christ into their lives and asking for forgiveness of their sins, and that was what started this whole new life. And one of them also gave me a New Testament in a version that I could make sense of. I'd only ever seen King James, and this was many years ago, and this was the Good News version, and it made sense to me. And so I went home, and after my studies and homework, I decided I wanted to see if what they were telling me was really true. And so I picked up that Bible, and I started reading through the Gospel of John and the other Gospels because I just had to know myself if it was really in there. And it was just amazing to me to see that everything they were telling me was true.
Wow, that's amazing.
As you read this Bible and you were gaining understanding, what happened to the questions you had, and was there a certain thing that you read that stood out to you?
Yes. Well, something was really moving in my heart, and I began to feel like maybe this was the answer. Maybe this Jesus thing was what I was looking for, because I really saw, Kathleen, in these people, something different. I saw a joy that I didn't have. I saw a sense of purpose and peace, and all I knew was that I wanted what they had. And so I decided maybe this was it. And when I read John 10:10, that was like the linchpin. Jesus is speaking, and he says, I came that they may have life and have it to the full. And I just knew that that was what I wanted. So I decided I had nothing to lose by trying Jesus and everything to gain if this was what I was looking for. So alone in my bedroom one evening, I took that little booklet out and I turned the back and I read the prayer and I made it my own. And I asked God to forgive me of my sins, to come into my heart and cleanse me, and to make me the person he wanted me to be. And immediately I had a sense of peace I'd never known before. I just knew he'd answered my prayers. And it was crystal clear to me why I was here. And it was to share with other people, very simply, what I had discovered. And it's made all the difference in the whole rest of my life. And I knew that if something happened and I died that night, that I would be in heaven with him.
Wow, what comfort. Yeah. And there are people now who need that comfort, and we're going to pray for them. So from that point on, you felt peace, there's certainty in your life with Jesus, and is there one word that you would say to somebody right now that needs that peace?
Yes, if you're searching and you don't know where the answers are, ask God to show you. He delights in answering that prayer, and he will never leave you or forsake you.
Amen. Well, Dina, thank you so much for being with us. We really appreciate you sharing with us, and those who are listening will now have a chance to receive what you received. That's Jesus. God bless you, Dina.
Well, thank you.
What I love about this testimony is that there's just something that's being laid upon my heart right now. There's somebody who is listening, who has prayed the prayer, as Dina was talking about. You've prayed the prayer, but nothing has happened. You haven't seen anything happen. You haven't really... You know, nothing has changed. And so you just maybe disregarded it as maybe that's not real. But I have a message for you today, as you're listening, that you have to relook and revisit. And when you really surrender your life to Christ, when you really accept the package, not just by our lips, but by our heart, something will begin to happen. You will discover what Dina has discovered, and that is a real walking awesome relationship with Jesus Christ. You can have this now. It's so simple. It's just between you and God, not between anybody else. Just say, Jesus, I want the real you. I want that abundant life. I need that missing part of my life filled right now. Jesus, would you come and fill that part of my life? I receive you. I believe in you. And I need you. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen. The Bible says, all who call on the name of the Lord shall be saved, set free, delivered, and made whole. He loves you. Call out to him because he is what's missing in your life. God bless you all. You're listening to Real Life.